Hi, Lewis Black here, and welcome to Rantcast number 10. I've stopped running, folks, and I am coming to you from my apartment in New York City, and it is Labor Day. Labor Day after one of the most laborious years that we have ever been through as a people. As a result, because it is Labor Day, I may not do as long of a narration as I would usually, because it's really time for me to take a little stock and kind of relax, or try to, or at least try to stop twitching or get a hold of my anxiety and maybe not try to drink before 2 this afternoon. It was an exciting week, really. I finally got the courage to see a dentist. Wow, I know this is tough. I mean, it was tough for me. I have to see a dentist on a regular basis because I've inherited my mother's teeth, which are frightening at best. You know, I was lucky enough. They both, my father and mother's, many of you know of, my mother is celebrating her 102nd birthday on September 8th. And so in one way, yes, I've been given longevity. In another way, I've been not given enough teeth to get there. So it's constant vigilance that I must keep when it comes to my teeth. And I was really getting to that point where I've got to see a dentist, and I was long overdue, and hopefully it's going to help, and that you won't come out and say, wow, his dentures are clattering. I think I may have avoided that catastrophe. I also had a flu shot. I always get a flu shot every year because I shake so many hands after the shows. And now in this year of not shaking hands, why would you get a flu shot? Because it's important to get a flu shot. Everyone in the healthcare community says, get a flu shot. Please get a flu shot. It will help those in the healthcare community not have to deal with our nonsense. Things are crazy enough, okay? They don't ask much from us, all right? Just try. Just try, they say to us. Wear a mask, they say to us. It will help, they say to us. Wash your hands, they say to us. Now get a flu shot. Why? Because it's going to help in terms of dealing with these months that are coming up, all right? In terms of our health as a people. And I must say, I went and they didn't charge me. That's right, Dwayne Reed, and I'm not pushing Dwayne Reed on you, but it didn't cost anything. And I got a lollipop. And the most interesting thing I read this week, this came as a shock to me, that 2/3 of Americans think that the COVID-19 quarantine made them better people. Whew. That means they must have talked to 3 people, 2 who said that, and then me who went, are you kidding me? I have not become a better person. As a matter of fact, I think I've fallen apart. My focus is shot. My attention span is gone. I have reached anxiety levels that were epic at times. I'm running out of things to live stream, and I can't even pay attention to the live streaming. I don't read enough. I seem to not get done the things, the tasks that I want to. I mean, I have not created a new skill set for myself. Doing these things before each rantcast, whatever we would call this, the introductions, I would have hoped that this skill set, I would have improved at it. And I don't think I have. I really wish I have. I'm thrilled that the American people are feeling good and feel that they have evolved during this quarantine, because that's extraordinary, because these have not been easy times. And my hat is off to them, and I'm thrilled for them. Meanwhile, I'm going to have to go because I was going to take some time for myself, you know, to relax, maybe take a walk down by the river. But instead, I may just sit in a chair and chastise myself for failing, unlike the other Americans who've done so well during this pandemic. And I'm just going to beat myself up for a while. So while I do that, why don't you listen to the next run of rants? We went right through the Midwest, the heart of it. We begin in Elkhart, Indiana. We move on to Glen Ellen, Illinois, and end up at Springfield, Illinois, whose most famous historic resident was Abraham Lincoln. I do hope you enjoy the rants, and I do hope that you get a chance to watch my new special, which comes out October 6th. It's called Thanks for Risking Your Life. You can catch it on Amazon Prime. You can catch it on iTunes, any of the platforms that are out there. Not on Netflix. No, not on Netflix. And hopefully you'll get a chance to see it. There's like 187 platforms. That's why it took so long to get it out. It was the last show that I did in New Buffalo, Michigan. I do hope you enjoy it. To me, it's probably the most, because of the lack of all the bells and whistles and the technology that we didn't have at hand that normally you'd have during the production of a special, it may be the most intimate special I've done. You can also be able to listen to it on Spotify or Pandora. And once again, all of the streaming outlets that you have in terms of listening to music and comedy. Thanks for listening. I hope you all had glorious Labor Days. I hope the days ahead get better and better for you. I hope that all goes well and that you take care of yourselves. It's been a pleasure, as always, to spend time with you. Thanks. See you at Rantcast number 11. We are coming to you live tonight from Elkhart, Indiana. And in a theater that is unbelievably beautiful, the Lerner Theater. It really is a stunning. If you were in this theater, if you woke up in this theater and then said, wow, I wonder where I am, and you walked outside, you'd go, what the fuck is going on? This is really my first time in Elkhart, and I as I said before, you've got to come here. Stop. They can't hear you. Okay? Seriously. It's going around the world. Don't embarrass your city. See, you've already written stuff. There's already stuff that's already been said for you. So you don't need to go, ar, 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 ar. So we are located, we're not downtown, we're off the highway, and then there's a bunch of motels there, but we're equidistant from a Cracker Barrel and a Steak and Shake. And for my money, that's my definition of heaven. Don't you get it? Seriously. It's like every city I go to, people don't yell shit because they can't hear you. See? It goes throughout the world. So let's say in Nairobi, where we have viewers, they're sitting there tonight going, what is wrong with that American? Who went, See, they don't know what a Cracker Barrel is. Then you double down on the fact that they don't know what a Cracker Barrel is. You've got the mayor of South Bend. We're just down the road from South Bend, Indiana, home of Notre Dame. And it's the mayor there, Pete Buttigieg. Well, I've read Buttigieg. That's what they're telling the rest
Boot
of the country.
Buttigieg. Yeah, you were adding an A.
No, I don't give a shit. That's
right.
What you...
Boot. You what? You got it. Boot. What? Buttigieg.
That's what I just fucking said.
I'm agreeing with you.
That's what we said. We figured
I know,
it out.
I'm agreeing,
that's
yeah.
What they tell us on TV. Then get it out in another way. Or, you know, but he's running to be the president. Or he's... You know, and one person booed him for running. Well, you know, you can't please everybody. For those who don't know him, this is from William, the mayor of nearby South Bend, Indiana. He's multilingual, Maltese American, left-handed Episcopalian, openly gay. Openly gay. Openly gay mayor. Mayor of South Bend, home of Notre Dame. Married, war veteran, concert pianist, mayor, millennial. He's running for president. How could even the Republicans not love this guy? Yeah, there's like six reasons. Yeah, the openly gay and married, and we're skidding into another realm. And he's playing the piano, that son of a bitch! God, he's so fruity! This is from Ashley. Who the fuck comes to Elkhart, Indiana? What a shithole. That's the kind of civic pride that'll really kind of drive things through. It's good, Ashley. Brandon says, welcome to Elkhart, city where apparently camouflage is a fashion statement. Even though nobody here hunts. As my father would say, that must be the guy who wrote it. This is from Terry. This is what I really love. If I allow, part of people always get pissed because we don't start on time. We don't start on time because generally we have to wait till the theater says you can start because they're doing whatever that has to be done and working in terms of making sure that everyone is in and so that Jeff isn't performing and, well, 400 people are wandering into the room. But when you give the audience time to sit with each other, even though they've come to spend time watching really the same person, there's a real kind of a bitterness that grows amongst the audience for the other people in the audience. They'll see clothing that they're wearing and go, God, look at that piece of shit. So Terry says, people come to see a comedian, you, at least they can do is take a fucking shower. Wow. Wowie, wow, wow. What is with all the fucking blocked train crossings in this town? How in the hell am I supposed to get beer when a fucking train is blocking fucking Main Street? That's from Chris, an alcoholic. This is from Isaac. This is all caps. There's no fucking Chick-fil-A in Elkhart. We've been asking for one from those motherfuckers for years now. And the closest one is in South Bend. Not a single sane, sober-ass person wants to drive 30 goddamn minutes for a fucking chicken sandwich. Plus, the motherfuckers aren't even open on Sunday. The one day I go and decide to drive there and I can't get shit. Thank you, Isaac. I've never heard someone so desperate for a chicken sandwich. For years I'd wanted to have a Chick-fil-A sandwich and I finally got one at some fucking airport somewhere and I was like, really? This is what life's about. This is from Luke. We have a local referendum coming up to fund the schools. Well, it's overwhelming. I guess it's working out, huh? The opposition has signs making claims about how much taxes will increase. The thing is, though, their math is wrong. Ironic that they don't want to fund the schools. Seems like that maybe they flunked their math class. You tax yourselves to fund schools. It's basic from the beginning. One of the first things that we did when we came here from other countries, when we came over on the boat real way back and started America, public education. was really vital and really important, and you pay for it. And you spend time, other than worrying and worrying about whether you, whatever it is with your child, you make fucking sure you go and spend time with the PTA and do the job that has to be done to make sure that you sit around with other adults and figure out what should be done with the school so that the educational experience might be what yours was like, as opposed to you going, why wasn't it like that? Boy, that's why that's fucking, and that's why, okay? And that's, if you wonder why, for all the fucking breastfeeding about fucking socialists are coming to the country, it's not going to happen. Why? The reason is because the one thing that socialism brings is it's important for people to go to meetings. And the one thing that Americans hate to do is go to meetings. You don't even show up to go to the goddamn meeting about your school. So shut the fuck up. It's not gonna come here. It's not coming here. It's not coming here. It's not coming here. I've been a socialist since I was 12 years old. There was no meeting because there was nobody around to meet with. Have I changed anything? No. Do I make suggestions? Yes. That's what we do. That's all you're going to get from a socialist. It's going to go, hey, we want to help them. And you go, fuck him. Okay, got it. I'll back off. This is from Jane. I work in a retail store downtown Elkhart, and no one walks downtown. Jane, I've seen you downtown. There may be a reason. I mean, but you're right. I mean, but they seem to be fixing some things up, but I don't know what's going in there. They should have a sign that says, this will be fucking really, really fun. Get out of your fucking cars and take a walk down Main Street. Stop going to Walmart and Target and Starbucks and actually shop at your downtown stores. We don't make money. We do this because we love it and because we want to make our city a better place to live. So if you want to live in a city that you're actually proud of and want to show off, shop local. You never know. You might actually have some fun and find something you didn't know existed. No, thank you, Jane. You know... But it's that 2-day free shipping. That's what you ought to offer, Jay. What you ought to do is have a store and say, we offer 2-day free shipping. Then they'll come racing in. You don't give it to them when they're there. They go, it'll come in 2 days. They go, fuck yeah. And they'll run out. This is from Bill. I'm at your show in Elkhart right now, and my father-in-law is with me. His name is Joe, and he's a dick. This is from Debbie. So the president saved Special Olympics. What the fuck is wrong with people? He takes something that's working. Him and his people make plans to fuck it all up, and then he comes back to save it by doing absolutely fucking nothing. This makes him a hero? Jesus Christ, how can people be so dumb? Thank you. And then, of course, thank you, President Douchebag, for not fucking our special needs kids today. I'm going to tell you something. I repeat this every time. I will continue to repeat it. Okay? You want it? For those of you who watch, for those of you who get upset, for those of you who watch this thing and you start yelling and screaming about stuff, send in what you think you need to say in defense of him. I need to hear it. I will read it. I don't get it. It doesn't come in. I'm begging you for it. I'm not going to sit here and I may come back with something that I say about it, I've said it about things that people have gone off on him about. I've come back with stuff about that. But send it in. Don't sit there and go, well, this is from Chuck. We've been hearing this everywhere throughout the country. This is apparently seems to be true. If you know it's not true, tell me. Send it in. I might be paying about $11,000 on my federal tax this year instead of a refund. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I've heard that everywhere. Everywhere I go, people have said that they're going to be paying more in taxes than they expected to pay, than they were told that they were going to pay. That is what I've heard is the fact. And I guess he's paying $11,000, so Chuck must be making $42,000. Who do you think got the tax break, fuckers? Who do you think got the tax break? Who do you think got it? I mean, you can talk about it all you want, but well, if that local store is any fucking example, no one in Elkhart. That was what was said. No one in Elkhart. Yep. Okay. This is from Jane. She's here tonight. I'll tell you what's going on in my world. I could have been home tonight, happily listening to jazz music, drinking an old fashioned, and hanging out with my cats. Wow. And that's a reason I wouldn't live in Elkhart. I have never heard that kind of, oh, hanging out with cats. Not Cats the musical, fuckers. Jesus. Well, no, and I'll get you some of my breast milk, fucker. Instead, my husband dragged me out to Elkhart to see you rant for an hour about the same goddamn things he yells about every day. So, yeah, thanks for that. Well, you make it up and say hi to your cats for me. And tell them my breast milk's on the way. 2 days. Rebecca, why is it that I can only have 2 to 3 drinks before feeling totally shitty the next day for a full 24 hours? My husband can down 12 beers and a cocktail and wake up the next day feeling chipper. Why does the universe hate me? Fuck him! This is from Karen. I'm going to finish with these two. Karen, in caps, I can't fucking believe I paid money to see a comic who wants me to give him material. If he needs new writers, how about paying me the $200? You missed the point, Karen. Okay? I did the material. What I do out here, I come out here to allow the town and the state that I'm in to talk about what's going on there. That, and then I make my comments about it. That's what the deal is, Karen. Okay? I don't need writers, all right? What I do need is to be able to, I get to bitch and moan every fucking night. I get to do it live. And what I'm offering, Karen, which you don't seem to fucking get, is the opportunity for everyone else to do what I do. To bitch and moan and get off their chest whatever it is that pisses them off. Okay? And what I... And Karen, you won't... I'm not... Am I going to pay you $200 for this piece of shit you wrote? No, Karen. No. I won't be paying you for that. I will tell you this, Karen. One of the things that will come out of this, if all goes well, is all of these have been saved. And eventually I will cull through them. Eventually there will be a book. Eventually that book will be published. And eventually that book, when it is published, all of the money from that will go to a variety of charities, Karen. So... And I'll let someone who watches this explain it. This is from Victor. Thank you. Thank you ever so fucking much. This really is, I sit here at my laptop every so often when I need a boost and listen to you read the things people send you. When I begin, I'm always bummed out to the max, just because of life in general. By the time I hear from, in quotes, first time mommies, in quotes, promoted people who didn't get a raise, those who didn't realize how seriously demented Trump's most devoted supporters are, and dozens of other strange and unusual people, I feel much better. When you point out how fucked we all are and how we're all in this together and how I'm not alone, I feel I might actually want to face another day of this shit. Thank you, Victor. Thank you, Elkhart. It's been a pleasure.
We're going to Glen Allen, Illinois tomorrow, and then Springfield, sending you rants. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out. Take care of each other.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
We're coming to you tonight from the College of DuPage, which is in Glen Ellen, Illinois. We're here at the Belushi Theater, named after both John and Jim Belushi, who were students here. This is a huge, huge two-year college. It is the largest two-year college in the entire universe. 400,000 people go here. It is massive. We were in Elgin last week, and I thought that was the biggest, but fuck. You could conquer Elgin. It's a really beautiful campus. I don't really know. I wish I could say why you should visit Glen Ellen, but I haven't figured that out yet. It's what I'm starting to notice. I'm in a suburb, and I'm from the suburbs. And the reason we have suburbs is the people make a suburb so that nobody fucking, so there'll be no tourists. That's why people live in the suburbs. I'm serious, because we go, are you going to go to Glen Ellen? Why the fuck would I go there? People make little villages, and there's nothing there but the people. There's no like, oh, you should come see, well, there's a secret thing. No, nothing. Nothing. Well, there's a bowling. Well, no bowling alley. I haven't seen one. There may be one. There may be a fucking bowling hall of. There may be a giant statue of a bowler somewhere. I have not seen it. But the school is well worth. If you said, "Gee, I've got to see the largest fucking 2-year school in America," then come to Glen Ellen. So at the very beginning, when people come in, and for those who are watching, tonight out there, they basically are asked to, they're given a, you can basically text in something that you feel. The show hasn't even started. And so Rhonda wrote this before anything had occurred. Anything. My mother made me come to this fucking show. Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. And I think you should move to New York. That's not a really kind of a Midwestern attitude, Rhonda. I think you'd be very happy. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, but Boston, they'd be thrilled. Centers of bitterness. Joel is confused why John isn't opening. John, for those of you, I've been meaning to say this, I've said it early on for a while, but John is taking some time off to deal with a few things, and but he will be back. He's doing fine, and and that's why Jeff is along with us, and we miss John, and we look forward. He'll be returning. I'd like to fire him, but I can't. I signed this thing with him, and I'm fucked. But I'm glad. But folks have been very, very nice about asking about him, because he really is an integral part of our show, and we're sorry he can't be here. But thank you. Last night we were in Elkhart, Indiana, another place you're going to want to visit for reasons. You may want to do an exchange, like a foreign student exchange. Chuck, just so you know, Chuck, I'm reading this. Chuck last night wrote that he thought he was going to be getting a refund. Instead, he has to pay $11,000, and he wrote $958 in taxes. But he thought he was getting a refund. And Chuck, it was a joke when I said that that you made $42,000. So I said, well, Chuck has to pay $11,000. He's only made, but his salary is $42,000. It was a stupid joke, Chuck. It was so stupid, they didn't even get the joke. Okay? So he wrote in, I make more than $42,000. I kind of knew that, Chuck. I figured that, but I was basically trying to make a joke about how the middle class is getting fucked everywhere except in Glen Ellen. My fan club is called Fuck You. And a lot of the folks who are in that fan club are sitting down front, because if you are a member of the fan club, you actually have access to those tickets beforehand, and you don't have to deal with StubHub or the rest of these folks. And we do a pretty good job of making sure folks get good seats. So the reason I joined the Fuck You Club, among other wonderful benefits, is to get a membership card. So when someone gets on my nerves, I can show it to them and say, I'm a member of the Fuck You Club. And if they don't go away, as they should, I would then proceed to tell them about the wonderful benefits of joining the Fuck You Club. Why is there no card? And there should be. And we will try to get one. We will. Yeah. Respectfully yours, Croatian fan, Josip Kukan. If you were ever in Croatia, I'm buying you dinner. So thank you, Josip. And that was also to show you that I have one fucker in Croatia watching. And that's a great idea, and we'll get you that fuck you thing. This is from Sarah. Why does Jiffy Lube always try to sell you their entire store and shame you about how dirty your air filter is? Fuck them. This is from Lonnie. I don't think Lonnie's here, but I just thought this was interesting. My daughter was going through the Disney characters with my 5-year-old grandson. She would point to them and he would name them. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Elsa, Daisy Duck, Winnie the Pooh. And when she pointed to Donald Duck, he said, oh, there's Donald Trump. Kids say the darndest things. This is from Mike. My neighbors have stored a fucking canoe between our houses all fucking winter, and the motherfucker keeps blowing into my yard. Well, if you had the right lawyer... This is for Maura. I'm a teacher. Fuck these standardized tests the kids have to take. 6 fucking days they are testing. They don't give a shit. I don't give a shit either. You know, when they get their scores, 8 fucking months from now, fuck that shit and fuck Betsy DeVos. This is from Kim. Yeah. 2 questions. First, what is your opinion of the neighbor who parks in the street directly behind your driveway, almost setting you up to be fucking running into their car? Second, in your wife's opinion, is there anything better than an orgasm? Other than, of course, hitting the neighbor's car because he's a dick. Who the fuck eats Fritos on a plane? Smelliest snack of all time. Seriously, eat them on your own time. That's from Katie. Katie, the next time you're on a plane, tell them you have a Frito allergy. Yeah, fuck them. This is from Tyler, which is just, this is so Chicago. This is really so ill in Chicago and environs. Whoever puts 5 million poppy seeds on hot dog buns needs to go to hell. You know how much of a pain in that is, and the ass that is to brush off? What am I going to do? Make confetti? Only. I've had people yell about hot dogs, mustard, relish, 6 debates about pickles. No one has ever mentioned the roll. Wow, good, stay calm. This is from Jack. The serious problem we have in this country is neither Republican nor Democrat. It comes from a selfishness that began years ago and it gets worse every minute. The person in the mirror is all anyone in America thinks about. Giving to charities, wearing a ribbon, or volunteering for something once in a while just helps the ego. It doesn't do a fucking thing to help the big situation. The same people who will toss money at a charity once a year will raise hell if they think someone is taking the same amount of money out of their taxes to do the same sort of good. It's an I, me, mine mentality. Progressives, conservatives, etc. It doesn't matter your party or demographic. I know you're in Springfield, Illinois tonight. I live in this dumpster fire of a state. It's a microcosm of what I'm talking about. Democrats and Republicans all have a dick measuring contest. Well, forgetting about why they were elected. Everyone outside of Chicago hates Chicago. While Chicago could give less than a shit about that. Chicago is blue, the rest of Illinois is red, like Alabama with cornfields. Yeah, you can write in back. You can write back! Every election year, we get inundated with countless bullshit commercials with candidates saying the same fucking rhetoric that sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher on steroids. Our founding fathers set up the perfect government. The problem is that they didn't see the lifetime politician coming, spending your whole life making money from lobbyists for voting for or against shit that the money tells you to do, then becoming a lobbyist so you can pitch money at others to vote for or against shit you want. Thank you, Lewis, from your fan in the southern part of the land of Lincoln, or as I like to say, LOL. Jen sent me a piece. Jen, I'll be signing afterwards. I just wanted to thank you and for coming out this evening, and I appreciate that. She came all the way from Iowa City, Iowa, on a Greyhound bus, which took tremendous courage. And I'll end with this. This is from Scott, who... Dear Lewis, thank you for making a stop at College of DuPage, COD, so we wouldn't have to deal with bullshit Chicago weather or traffic today. Playing here has definitely given me a walk down memory lane and made me realize I've done nothing with my fucking life in 10 years. I was here from 2006 to 2009, but could never get my associate's degree because I kept failing the same math course that didn't even count as a college credit. The last performance I saw in the art building was when Buddhist monks flew in from Tibet to paint a mandala. Got to learn about meditation, mindfulness, enlightenment, and happiness. Well, 10 years later, I've learned more life lessons from you than any of that shit. Oh, boy. If anyone is going to teach me about the road to happiness and enlightenment, it's going to be fucking Lewis Black. After leaving the College of COD, or UCLA, as we called it, university closest to the Lombard area. I got my bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in social work and couldn't get a fucking job with either. So I've been selling auto parts and working retail. Wow. Wow, you couldn't get a social work job. Fuck. The people are like banging down the doors to be social workers out here? Wow. But things are finally starting to look up after being shit on for years. I started a new job next week for a great company, and I was able to get a ticket to tonight's sold-out show. StubHub wanted 500 fucking bucks for two tickets. Those fuck. So I decided to check COD's box office while at work the other day, when last time I managed to snag a seat in the fifth row for face value. Fuck you, StubHub! Before I end this manifesto, I was wondering if we could vent our frustrations and all yell fuck you together as an audience. Scott, I think after a week like we've just had, I think that's a splendid idea. Ladies and gentlemen, fuck you! Thank you, Glenn Ellen. Thank you, College of DuPage. Thanks for coming out tonight. Good evening. We're coming to you tonight from Springfield, Illinois, at the University of Illinois at Springfield. And I think it's the Sangamon Auditorium here. And we had a terrific show. I believe this is certainly the first time I performed here, and it was a lot of fun. Springfield is the capital of Illinois, for those of you who don't know, and it's also the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln, for those of you who need a reason. It's not the birthplace of whatever the fuck it is. I didn't go, so I don't know. Jeff went. It's whatever it is. You built a whole fucking city around it. I don't give a shit. So... So whatever it was, he's got a house here. And apparently it's for rent. They built a whole village there.
Lewis.
What?
He was born in Kentucky.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Then he lived in Indiana.
Right.
And then he came to Illinois.
Wow. And Illinois is where they said this is where we're going to do something to make
some money.
He
set up his law practice in Springfield.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. And he's, I still think, practicing law here. No, that's good. That's Jeff knows about every...
His first client was Stormy Daniels.
Jeff knows every, Jeff Stilson, ladies and gentlemen, knows everything about every president. Yeah, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I went, oh, fuck, I think I just said something completely wrong. I've got, but it's, it, because I didn't get to go today to visit his house. Or see all of the other wonderful things. No, I didn't. Because you know why? Because I'm a little obsessed with this fucking basketball tournament. Okay? So every so often, given the choice between history and living in the moment, I take the moment. So, and I, you know, so this is from Stephanie. When you, what made you come to Springfield, Illinois? What were you thinking, and how did you get here? Because they asked. If somebody says, do you want to come somewhere, I fucking go, yeah. And as soon as I found out that this is where he practiced law, I said, fuck, I got to get to where Lincoln practiced law. And I also wanted to see, because I've known that outside of the state of Maryland, which has had a bunch of crooked fuckers running that state, I said, God, I got to get to a state where there are just as many criminals. Yeah, Maryland's the state that gave you Spiro Agnew. See, if you work hard enough, you can be a criminal and then become the vice president. This is, there we go. That's somebody riding a mechanical bull. Wow. This is from Shane. The Wyndham in downtown Springfield is frequently known as the penis on the prairie. Due apparently to its phallic shape. I'm sorry we missed that. This is, I'm reading two. One is Wayne and one is Sean. This is Wayne wrote, have you had a horseshoe here? They can't hear you. No, shh. Seriously, I know you want to share, but they can't fucking hear you. I know the world was waiting for your voice, but they're really more interested in about the horseshoe. And I'm going to read, it's, have you had a horseshoe here? Good Lord, it's a heart attack on a plate. Bread covered in meat, covered in fries, covered in cheese. Who says assisted suicide isn't legal in Illinois? And then followed by, stop. Just stop it. Got it? Fucking people have tuned in. I'm serious. From around the fucking world, they can't hear you. All they hear is, doesn't help. Okay? A lot of people tune in, like 10,000 people tune in every night from around the fucking world. And it doesn't help for them to go, Jesus, look, there's that asshole in Springfield. I'm not going there. This is from Sean. I hate the fucking horseshoe sandwich. I love Springfield, but this signature dish is just shit on a plate. It's a hamburger patty with fries and cheese on top. No fucking wonder we have a cardiac unit in this godforsaken town. This is from Craig. Springfield is supposed to be the capital of Illinois, but Mike Madigan, no relation to Kathleen Madigan. If you don't know her work, she's a great comedian. But Mike Madigan and the Chicago Machine have made it so that people that work in government can live in Chicago. On top of that, they make the rest of us pay for their travel and expenses. That's fucking believable. I'm sorry, but if I took a job in another town, I would be responsible for where I sleep, getting to work, and feeding myself. I just think people need to grow up, put on their big boy pants, and stop sucking off the tit of the taxpayer. I've lived in Springfield 59 years, and I really appreciate the statement. They'd have to shoot me to get me back to Springfield. Abe Lincoln. They buried him here, enough said. This is John says the new strip malls in Springfield every month that are nothing but Domino's, nail places, and coin fucking laundry. Is that true? Well, I guess you need it. I guess that's what you're crying out for. Fucking. I need, well, they're, you know, that Domino's is making that new pizza. They're spectacular. With cinnamon sticks and all that shit and everything that you fucking know. God damn it. It makes me want a horseshoe. I'd rather actually eat Domino's. This is Jarrett. Okay, I got to wait in the nice line of concessions just to discover once up front it was cash only with a wallet full of cards. A, what year is this? B, the board's got enough money and space to tell me what brand the Chardonnay is and possibly its next of kin, but they stopped at putting cash only up there. This is Mark in Springfield, Illinois. There are a lot of Cardinals baseball fans and a fair number, all seven of you. Really? Nah, I don't. I'm an Oriole fan, so fuck you. Okay? Oh, yeah, boy. But we beat the Yankees today, and fucking that. Yeah. It's the only team we'll beat all year. We'll win 12 games. In Springfield, Illinois, there are a lot of Cardinal fans and a fair number of downstate Trump supporters. So I routinely find myself coming up behind someone in a red hat and having to impatiently wait for them to turn around so I can find out if they are just dumb or a total and complete fucking moron. This is actually, I think they're a married couple, or their brother and sister, Dawn and Aaron. But Dawn says, if you are a local candidate for office, you can increase the chances I will vote for you dramatically if you do not ring my doorbell on a Sunday morning to hand me some bullshit flyer. At least wait until after 3 p.m. when I put pants on. It's Sunday. Aaron says, and I've never heard of these before, but Aaron says, why in God's name did the city plant hundreds of sweet gum trees on the north end? They are the worst trees on earth. Their stupid, spiky, sweet gumballs are impossible to rake, decompose slower than granite, and make you twist your ankles. They leave a blanket of soul-shredding spikes across all of the yard. Sweet gum trees are the devil's work. Where did they? I've never even heard of these fucking trees. Can't you just pick them up and chew them then? This is Kyle. Stop it. No, stop it. Just stop it. Got it? You know, I know you want to be a part of this, but you can't. Okay? Don't boo Kyle. Kyle fucking wrote something. All you did was go boo. Okay? You're not Casper the Friendly Fucking Ghost. Don't make me... I want to come back, but I found your mate. She's sitting over here. Says fuck self-help books. If I needed another reason to feel like a piece of shit, I'd call my parents. This is from Grant. Why do I have to drive to work every morning and witness dozens of homeless people in our state capital, and our past two governors are fucking billionaires? Well, here's why. Those billionaires really worked hard. They woke up every day at 5 in the morning and worked until 2 in the morning. Every day they worked harder and harder and harder and harder. They took all their money, everything, and they just put it in the bank. And they just fucking, and they saved and they saved and they saved and they saved and they saved. And then they took it to somebody and they said, hey, why don't you put this in like something like oil? And they did. And then, fuck, it went up, 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 up. And even though they did nothing at all except sit there and go, the fucking money just kept pouring in because they invested in it. Meanwhile, the homeless people you're talking to, what they did, a lot of them, they went to war and they fought for us and they fucking literally put themselves in lines of fire and they came back with syndromes like PTSD and they tried to find find help in hospitals where they might be able to stay and get back on track. And they might be, many of these people actually were just kind of homeless because early on there was a thing, we used to have a place where institutions where those who were incapable of dealing with mental problems were places that where they were treated, but we got rid of those because everybody's doing just great. So a lot of the people that you're seeing, the reason they're not doing so well is because they have mental problems. I am not saying that everyone who's wandering around your streets worked in the military, but a lot of our military are homeless, and they fucking shouldn't be. And a lot of the billionaires could put in a little money to help them out. This is okay. This is from Anthony. I'm going to tell you this again for those of you who are watching. I'm going to read this. If you have something to say that counteracts this or you can debate this, fucking write it in and I'll read it. Okay? Because this is what Anthony said. Thank you for visiting our shitty little town. I'm sure by now you've learned that if not for Abraham Lincoln, the city of Springfield would be nothing more than any other slapdick rural town. Ripe with political scandal, corn, and fuckloads of Trump enthusiasts. With that being said, I would like to hear your thoughts on the recent Trump victory that is the Mueller report. Can anyone possibly explain how in the fuck this can be seen as anything other than a complete dumpster fire for a sitting United fucking States president to be not exonerated of obstructing justice? A handpicked attorney general who wrote a 19-page fucking book report on why a president cannot obstruct justice. 19 fucking pages! So this asshole is handpicked by the orange monkey in the White House to protect him from Bob Mueller, and his conclusion of the 300-page investigation is that the report does not exonerate the president. The guy who believes a president cannot obstruct justice says the report does not exonerate the president of obstructing justice. Are you fucking shitting me? Yet, we as the public are spoon-fed this bullshit and call it a clear win for the president. Why? Because we've all gone insane. That's the only explanation I can make. So for all the Trump nuts in the room and listening far and wide, please give your thoughts about the shitty, god-awful dumpster fire of a mess we're in. I'll hang up and listen. It is true about the fact that he was the fucking obstructing of justice thing. And we're still waiting for it, and it'll come out in mid-April. But by then, you'll be going, fuck, the sun is out. God damn it. I don't give a shit about anything. I'm going to lie here and get a tan. Once again, I'll just repeat it. Write in. Just write it. I will read it. It comes on the pad, okay? And I won't show up and do your job, so fuck you. Okay. As a school bus driver, I want to know why it's so fucking hard for people to stop for us. This is from Kat. How fucking hard is it to take your fucking foot off the gas pedal and put on the brake pedal for 30 fucking seconds? Is it really that fucking important to get where you're going that you cannot fucking stop for a child getting off a school bus? What's really fucked up is most of the people that don't stop are fucking parents! Slow the fuck down. Put your phone down. Turn your dildo off. And stop your fucking car, truck, or whatever you're driving. If the fucking lights are flashing, then don't go passing. This is true. This is from Eileen. What the fuck is with all this unpacking everyone seems to be doing now? I turn on the news, and they are unpacking stories for us now. What the fuck happened to just informing the viewer? Who comes up with the abuse of definitions within the English language? Oh, you don't know about this. Let me unpack this issue for you. Shit! Unpack this. This is from Wesley, who's here. Any advice for an aspiring voice actor? Start smoking. Yeah. What can I tell you? No, I did... I was a voice actor for 20 years, and it wasn't until I was known as a comic that I ever got a fucking gig. I'd go in there and it'd be, oh, I love chunky cheese because that's the best thing ever. You just got to fucking believe what you're saying, which is going to be hard. I'm just telling you. Just commit to it. Commit to whatever you're saying. And realize that if you're reading something and it's from the Nazi party, drop it. Okay? Because a lot of the times you just go, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have been reading that. And then I'm going to, this is too good. I'm going to read something next week from a Canadian teacher that's very good, and I was going to end with that, but I've got something that's even better. I want to thank you all for coming out this evening. It's been a pleasure spending time with you. And next Thursday, we're in New London. Friday, we're in, don't tell me where. Saturday, I know we're in Vermont, and Friday we're in Northampton, Massachusetts, and we're in Rutland, Vermont. So if you can, for those of you who are out there and watching, get your rants in, and I will do my best to read them. And if you've got one that will explain the Mueller report from Trump's point of view, and you think you can do it, and I'm more than right, I will read it. But I never get it from you. And then you bitch, how come you don't think that's what you don't. Just fucking sit down and write. Everybody else is writing shit. You fucking take 5 minutes. You won! This is from Chris. And this is just one of the most amazing things I've read coming in. And this is why I fucking do it, for the person who was bitching about this. Why won't J.T. Tchaikovsky propose to his 8-week pregnant girlfriend who is here with him in Springfield tonight? Yeah. Balls in your court, JT. Good luck. Thank you. Good night. Thanks to all of you for listening to my Rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salkin. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.